I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Friday, July 31st. The number of active coronavirus cases in Quincy has dropped by 16, now down to 44 active cases. The total number of cases in the city so far has been 1,409, total recoveries 1,178, and the death toll stands at 135, unchanged for the past several days. The Quincy School Committee will decide next Wednesday about what back to school will look like in the fall. Results of a survey indicate an almost even split between people who want in-person classes, online learning, or a combination of the two. 3,500 families responded, representing half of the 9,000 students who attend Quincy Public Schools. Committee Vice Chairman Anthony Andronico says overall, about 66% of families favor a hybrid version of classes. Now, there are three ways to vote in the upcoming primary and general elections this year. Early voting, voting by mail, and voting in person will all be allowed in addition to voting by absentee ballot. Here in Quincy, early voting for the September 1st primary will be held August 22nd through August 28th. Early voting on August 22nd and 23rd will be in the gym at North Quincy High School, and from the 24th through the 28th in the Great Hall at Old City Hall. That man shot in the knee at the Holiday Inn Express in North Quincy early yesterday is not cooperating with police. 31-year-old Robert Santiago was shot in the doorway of a room at the hotel just after 3 a.m. and taken to Boston Medical Center with non-life-threatening injuries. Police say Santiago also tried to leave the hospital. He was not a registered guest at the hotel. Photos of a potential suspect have been released on the police website. It's safe to swim again in the water at Wollaston Beach in Quincy. Results of tests taken on Wednesday indicate safe levels of bacteria in the water at Wollaston, so the warning signs have been removed. Tests on Tuesday indicated unsafe bacteria levels in the water. 13 other Quincy City beaches tested safe for swimming this week. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Friday, July 31st.